Well, the other big story today, Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit finally walked out of jail today after getting bail from the Supreme Court in a terror case. Colonel Purohit has been accused of conspiracy and funding of the 2008 Malegaon blast, but he spent 9 years in jail without a trial or formal charges, which is why he got the bail. Purohit is still very much an under trial though, and today when he walked out, the army was there to escort him.
An unusual sight. To pick up a terror case under trial, Lieutenant Colonel Purohit, an army convoy of 6 trucks, jeeps and cars with armed guards arrived at the jail near Mumbai.
Well, several army vehicles have arrived here at Taloja Jail, right ahead of Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Srikant Purohit's release. And as you can see here, these army vehicles will be perhaps the escort also once he's released from jail.
Army sources say this is security, as there is a threat to Purohit's life. After nearly 9 years in jail for the 2008 Malegaon blasts, Purohit was driven to the Colaba military station.
Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Srikant Purohit met his wife, met his sons today here at the Colaba military station, and now I think he's being taken to court with a military escort. Here, of course, in this car where with the white paper is where he is.
7 people were killed in the blasts. Purohit was accused in the case. But when he was granted bail on Monday, his lawyer, the high-profile Harish Salve, told NDTV he had already spent more time in jail than the charges carried. The army has taken him in, as he remains a suspended officer.
This has been a politically charged case, but for the moment, the army may have taken in a terror case under trial. But as per the rules, Purohit's movements will be restricted and monitored. He can't be promoted or be given active duties, but he will get his salaries and perks. In Mumbai, with camera person Praveen G. Rohit, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
Well, from the BJP's legal cell, advocate of the Supreme Court, Mr. Vikramjeet Banerjee joins us in this segment. Also, Prashant Bhushan, senior advocate of the Supreme Court. And Lieutenant General Shankar Prasad joins us tonight. And let me go to General Shankar Prasad first. Sir, your thoughts today, on the fact that that Colonel Purohit, who is still under trial in a terrorism case, got this army escort today as he walked out of jail. What did you think of that?
See, first of all, as your reporter has himself reported, that there is some kind of threat perceived for Colonel Purohit. Therefore, it's the army's responsibility to see that no harm is caused to him. He has been under detention and in prison for the last 9 years. Finally, the Supreme Court has given him bail because no proper charge sheet could be filed against him. The case is not finished as yet. The case is still under trial. Therefore, it is important that whenever the court demands and requires presence of Colonel Purohit in court, it should be made. We do not know whether each time the court wants him, do they want him in person or do they want his lawyer to represent him. That is still to be made clear. But one thing is very clear today, that he's been granted bail, and whenever and wherever required by any court of law for trial purposes, he will be produced. Therefore, it is the responsibility of the army to see that no harm is caused to him, and he is permitted or he's facilitated to reach the court wherever required. The important thing is this, that so far no charge sheet has been framed against him. It is the army's responsibility to see that this officer gets all the support that he needs to defend himself. Whether it is right or wrong, whether he is committed or convicted or not convicted is a matter for the courts to decide once the charge sheet is framed. But as of today, he has been granted bail and therefore he's back in the army. He may not be posted to a particular appointment till the trial is over. Obviously, there is kind of a DV ban on him. Therefore, he cannot be promoted or transferred without clearance from the competent legal authority. But what is clear today is this, that the case is still going on and the army's responsibility continues to remain that he's not caused any harm and able to produce.
It's only when the charge sheet is framed, you're saying that it's only when the charge sheet is framed that then this becomes a serious matter. Prashant Bhushan, your view on this, General Shankar Prasad says it's the army's duty and responsibility to take care of Colonel Purohit. No charge sheet has been framed against him and therefore until then he's still very much part of the army and needs to be looked after and his interests need to be looked after. Mr. Bhushan.
No, I don't agree with that at all. It's an absurd proposition for anybody to say that a person who has been charge sheeted by this by the ATS and the NIA on a serious crime of very serious conspiracy supplying arms, not just to in this one Malegaon case but in several cases of this Hindutva terror, that it is the army's responsibility to see that he gets defended. This is an unheard of proposition. Army doesn't provide defense counsel and support to persons who are accused of heinous crimes, even if they are army officers.
I'm afraid you're quoting
me
incorrectly.
An army officer who has committed a serious
crime. It is the army's responsibility to see that he gets.
It's not the army's responsibility to defend him.
You are twisting it.
To provide all the wherewithal.
It is the army's responsibility to see that he gets justice. It is army's responsibility to see that he gets justice. Don't misquote and don't twist my argument. My argument is this, that he must get justice.
But that does not mean.
And justice.
The army's responsibility.
No, justice means that he needs to be provided all the precautions, that he has not caused any bodily damage, and he is produced in court of law whenever required. Therefore, justice will prevail. Whoever is saying that the army is going to defend him will not defend him.
But why is it the army's responsibility? Why is it the army's responsibility, General Shankar Prasad? Why is it the army's responsibility to, and when you say that he should get justice means
army.
What? Have you assumed that he's innocent already? Because the trial isn't over yet. We don't know whether he's innocent or
guilty.
No, I
have not assumed anything like that. I'm sorry, I have not assumed anything like that. He will be tried on a charge sheet which, if found guilty, he'll be punished as per the law. Today it's the responsibility of the army to see that because he is back in the army on bail, he has not caused any bodily harm or any other way.
Did he need a full-fledged escort for
therefore,
that? Okay, sir, let me just get the others into this, Pawan.
There is no question of full-fledged or half-fledged.
No, but really, sir, there were trucks, there were a number of army vehicles.
That is not for you and me to decide how much security he needs. No, oh, that is not is for that, you and me to decide how much security he needs. That's for the
That's
army
wrong.
Local authority.
He's still an under trial in a terrorism.
Trucks, so be it.
In a terrorist case, though. He's still an under trial in a terrorist case. The NIA opposed his bail in court.
Yes, certainly.
Well, Pawan.
I'm sorry.
But the Supreme Court has given
army
him bail.
The army is not a party in that case, so I don't see how the army has to defend him. The words used by Colonel Prasad, the army has to defend him. An attempt is being made to make a hero out of a person.
Army
the case
doesn't
is
have to defend him. Army has to get him justice.
I didn't interrupt Lieutenant General
no,
Prasad.
No, sorry, Army
please don't
has
interrupt.
Not to defend him.
Please
sir,
don't
sir,
interrupt.
One moment,
I know
one
you belong to a disciplined force and please
Army
show it.
Army doesn't have to defend
don't interrupt.
Him.
Don't
Army
interrupt.
Has to give
I didn't
justice.
Interrupt when you were talking and I don't expect that from you.
No, because if you misquote
no, you cannot.
Me, I will
you
interrupt.
Don't.
If you misquote me, I will interrupt.
You cannot. So, an attempt is being made
to
make a hero out of somebody. Now, here he is an accused. He's not charge sheeted, fair enough. NIA opposed his bail tooth and nail. There are tapes which have forensic certificate to them, which talk about the 5 meetings which he attended. These tapes talk about RSS colluding with the ISI. That's shocking. And then the army defending him, army protecting him. Why? He should be treated as any accused. What do you mean the army has to defend him? Did you hire Harish Salve? Are you paying the fees for Harish Salve? What are you talking about? Why is an attempt being made to make a hero out of someone? It's sub judice. Fair enough. I won't say he's charge sheeted because he's not, but he's accused. And NIA still...
He has been charge sheeted.
He has been by ATS. But NIA is opposing his bail. There are evidences. How can you do that? Every institution will bend just to make a hero out of him.
So
why?
Let me ask Mr. Banerjee that question. That what is it appropriate when a trial is still underway? And of course, I mean, the arguments, for instance, that Mr. Salve made on the fact that he had been in jail for 9 years without a proper charge sheet by the NIA is a very valid point. And that's one part of the story. But the fact is he's still an accused. Is it appropriate for an institution like the army to therefore still have him as part of the army until there is a resolution of this one way or the other?
There are two aspects of it. Political things aside, legally, the army suspended him. And he's still suspended, and there's been a talk of whether the amount of suspension is correct or not. But that's for the army to deal with. As for providing security, he's going back to to the barracks. I think that is what came out from the report. And he's going back to the job, he's going back to the barracks, so
he has
to be protected, And in fact, there was a reduction in salary. He came up in appeal. The courts reinstated a large portion of his salary. So he has to be protected. Now, whatever, you know, whatever he's accused of, it is incumbent upon the army to ensure that he is protected. And he's serving. Till now, he's a serving military officer. And so I don't see any reason what's wrong in providing protection. I think whenever, whoever is accused, it is the incumbent upon the state to do it. But and since he's a part of the military and he's going to go back, so he needs protection.
Was the army also there outside the prison for the last 9 years so that no civilian or no, you don't trust, the army doesn't trust the police to give protection today? Because they, so I'm sure even they didn't trust the jail authorities. Why, what were they doing?
But ask Professor Rakesh Sinha. Professor Sinha, is as Pawan was saying, is he already, is there an attempt being made to make Colonel Purohit a hero even before the trial is over? Perhaps nobody should be sitting in judgment on him right now until the trial ends one way or the other. Mr. Sinha.
I am surprised. Both Prashant Bhushan and Pawan Khera are treating Indian Army as if they are talking about the Pakistani Army. Indian Army is very much part and parcel of the Indian state.
You don't have to teach us this.
And the Indian Army
has this.
Its own pro on
don't
Colonel
teach
Purohit.
Us all this, then I'll start
they
talking
found,
about the tapes.
Let me come,
the tapes
sir,
mention RSS
sir,
leaders.
Sir,
please
me,
don't talk. Don't teach us patriotism at least. People who colluded with the British are teaching us patriotism. Please
sir,
don't do that.
If you
refrain, no,
kindly
avoid that.
If you I'll allow me, then I would speak. Friendly, otherwise, you speak.
Avoid that.
You are asking general not to intervene. You are interrupting.
Okay, Pawan, let him finish. Yes. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
Pawan, go ahead. I'm spending my time to you.
No.
Colluding with ISI. RSS colluding with ISI.
I don't believe that.
No, court hasn't rejected it either.
No, but
I'm sorry. No, court has not
rejected
it.
Professor Sinha, please.
Treating the Indian Army as Pakistani?
Yeah.
This is the only defense they have.
Okay, let him finish. Let him finish. Pawan, please let him finish.
Conversations have to be corroborated.
When they don't have any.
And the court very specifically,
okay, gentlemen, one second. Let Professor Sinha, please finish your point. Okay, please, one second, gentlemen.
I think this is completely unwarranted.
Okay, Professor Sinha,
obviously a deliberate. Now I'll say that Mr. Khera,
Professor Sinha, please finish your point, gentlemen, please.
I'm an argument.
Okay, can we,
when they start giving
Mr. Banerjee and Mr. Khera, can we please have a
who
civil
are
discussion.
They to give us certificates for patriotism? Get,
okay, 30 seconds. All right. Now, Professor Sinha, if we could answer the question just on what I asked and without the patriotism digs. The fact is the trial is still on. The case has not been thrown out. He is still an accused. The NIA opposed his bail. I'm saying, should anyone be making any judgment on Colonel Purohit at this point? Either way. And Pawan Khera's accusation is that there is an attempt to be made to make, the, make him a hero.
Nidhi,
is that also wrong?
Nidhi, I don't bother about the Congress spokesperson. They come here to abuse army. They come here to abuse nationalist forces. I don't bother about them. Let them abuse. They would be finished in the next election. I have 3 points to make. ATS, the date of arrest and the date of charge sheet ATS filed. You know, the NIA commented that they didn't have time to collect the evidences. They have fabricated everything just to fulfill the provision for MOCOCA. MOCOCA was illegally imposed without any evidence. This categorically says that ATS was working at the behest of the Home Minister of India. The Home Minister who narrated the country that there was a Hindu terrorism. Another Home Minister narrated the country there was a saffron terrorism. So ATS entire efforts was to create a narrative of Hindu terrorism to substantiate that, and Colonel Purohit was victim of the conspiracy. He was not the part of the conspiracy. Army did the pro.
But are you the judge and the jury?
Colonel Purohit was a part of army intelligence.
But Professor Sinha, the case is
army
in court. The case is in
you
court. I am not here to judge whether Colonel Purohit is guilty
person.
Or not. The question here is that if he's an under trial in a serious
court,
case like
no,
this.
No, the court, there is no, Nidhi, let me complete. In 2008, October, he was arrested till 2016. Neither NIA nor ATS could get a single solid evidence.
how 5 kg RDX was planted at his home. Did Pawan Khera not know? It was at the behest of the Congress, this conspiracy of Hindu terrorism, and Colonel Purohit is the victim of that conspiracy. Army found clinch it. There is nothing wrong giving all the decoration to Mr. Colonel Purohit. He's a hero. Nobody is making hero. He's a hero. He will emerge as a hero. And your contempt for the army, Prashant Bhushan's contempt for the army, I know that they are defaming army. It was the Congress government through Satsar Committee and asked army how many Muslim, how many Christian, how many Hindu.
Professor Sinha, you've gone off on a tangent. One second.
We are one body.
Anyone who raises a question about the army or any institution in this country is not anti-national, firstly. But Prashant Bhushan, you were trying to make a point on why this you felt.
No, I am not called anti-national.
RSS.
They were trying
the murder of Kariyappa. You are talking about army.
RSS
has plotted the murder of General Kariyappa. You are talking
about. Where have we gone with this entire debate?
No, how many Hindus in the army?
One second, Professor Sinha.
You are communal narrative in the army. You are bringing communal narrative in the army.
These
Congress
also.
Let me come.
One second. Prashant Bhushan, why is this case different? General Shankar Prasad genuinely believes, Vikramjit Banerjee genuinely believes. Professor Sinha, this is not about Colonel Purohit's guilt or innocence. This is about what is the appropriate thing to have been done when he's still an under
trial. This is about that. Nidhi, this is actually about that. You presume
then
that
why hasn't the Supreme Court thrown the case out? It hasn't. It hasn't released him. It's only given him bail, Mr. Sinha.
They could not frame the charge. For the last 9 years, you could not frame the charge. You are declaring a man that he is a traitor. You are trying to declare that man is a traitor. He's merely accused due to the conspiracy of the Indian state. For the first time, Indian state itself conspired against its own army, commissioned army officer.
Including the NIA under this government, then clearly. Because it's the same NIA working under this government that opposed this bail.
You could have consulted the army.
He's your MP now. He's your MP now. R.K. Singh, you are in the
world. You are speaking. Can I get Mr. Prashant Bhushan in?
Nonsense like Home Secretary said.
Home Secretary is your MP now. Don't have double standards. Don't talk about nonsense. Okay. I can expose your nonsense right now.
Prashant Bhushan. I'm killing all audio right now. Everybody else. I just want Prashant Bhushan to be able to finish the point that he was trying to make earlier about the propriety in all of this and what would have been the appropriate thing to do. Mr. Bhushan.
No, it's clearly improper for the army to say that they have to provide him security. That's the job of the police and other security agencies. It's not the job of the army to provide him security nor to defend him. That's not their job. But you see, coming to what Mr. Rakesh Sinha was saying, if you see the defense of Colonel Purohit, the defense of Colonel Purohit itself,
Professor Sinha, let him finish.
What is his defense? His defense is, his defense
he
is that he
in
infiltrated this terror gang of Hindutva fringe forces who were planning to plant these bombs in various places. This is the defense of Colonel Purohit, that he infiltrated this on behalf of the army. This is his defense. Now, if this is his defense, why did he not stop these terror attacks? If he infiltrated this Hindutva terror gangs, as he says in his defense, why did he not stop these terror attacks?
He reported
this
everything.
This itself destroys his defense.
His senior was knowing everything about his movements. His every movement was known to the army officer.
I come back to the point that it is not for us to decide whether Colonel Purohit is innocent or guilty. Vikramjit Banerjee, ultimately it is the court that has to decide. There is a trial underway.
You are declaring him guilty or saying that you are not asked to decide. No one's declared him guilty. You are already presuming that he is guilty.
No, I am not presuming he is guilty.
He has been framed by the Indian state.
That is your opinion, Mr. Sinha. But nobody is presuming
his
anything.
Kindly read the NIA supplementary charge sheet. You will come to know that how much efforts were made to frame a commissioned officer.
Vikramjit Banerjee. No, on this point, that ultimately we have to wait for the outcome of this trial. You can't presume his innocence or guilt either way.
Of course. And there is no question about it. I don't think anybody is taking up either defense of Colonel Purohit, and I give him the benefit of the doubt, and I would advise my learned friend, Mr. Bhushan, that if he's so sure of his arguments, he might as well intervene in the matter and argue that in court and put all the views in court. But that aside, I don't think that we should prejudge the issue. And Mr. Bhushan should know, he is a person. Every person deserves his day in court and has a right to vindicate himself.
Of course.
And so Colonel Purohit deserves it completely and fully. And if he manages to vindicate himself, I'm sure that we will all respect him for it. But to prejudge the issue as is being attempted by Mr. Bhushan now, reading out his defense and prejudging the entire conclusion of what the court may come, I think that is unwarranted. And that is part, what is the dangerous part, is that is a part of a discourse. And that is a dangerous discourse. Now, we don't want this discourse to be prevalent so much in society that there is undue pressure is brought on through the press.
Why are you blaming me? Why are you not blaming Mr. Rakesh Sinha, who says that the Indian state has fabricated evidence to implicate Colonel Purohit?
No, because at the present moment, the Indian state is going to prosecute Colonel Purohit, and Colonel Purohit is in the dock. It is Colonel Purohit's freedom, and I'm sure Mr. Bhushan appreciates that. His freedom, his life, so I think it's not the Indian state which may be prejudiced in any manner. It is Colonel Purohit.
The Indian state has fabricated evidence against him.
So I think, that's what I'm saying. Everybody is entitled to have their point of view, but you should not create a situation whereby the case is prejudged or an atmosphere of intolerance is created against Colonel Purohit.
Right.
I don't think he deserves that.
Well, the jury is literally out on as far as this case is concerned. The Supreme Court still hasn't had the final word on this. The NIA hasn't had the final word on this. The question really today was whether someone who is an under trial in a terrorist case should have been facilitated or been protected or whatever it is by the army in the way that the army did today. Those are questions. There are different points of view on that. We'll have to see where this case goes from here. Thank you very much to all our panelists for joining us tonight. That's it on the program this evening. We'll see you again tomorrow. Goodbye.